back this morning talking windows at Rosie on the House, trying to give you all an education as to what to consider when you're really trying to increase the comfort of your home, the cleanliness of your home, actually the quietness of your home, and the energy efficiency. So we're here with Sal Sicato of Done Right Windows. Sal, we've talked a bit about the different kind of glazing that's available. Now, we can put that glazing into all kinds of different window frame material.
Correct.
Okay. For years, the standard here in Arizona was just aluminum.
Correct.
Now, I think that's the same reason they make radiators out of aluminum, because they conduct heat so well.
Mm-hmm.
So every single window in our homes actually became a heat radiator. The aluminum, I've taken a thermal gun and shot aluminum west-facing windows. The aluminum frame is well over 130 degrees.
I think I've hit 160 on a black frame.
Inside the house. Inside the air-conditioned house.
We actually can't caulk them sometimes when they're direct sun-facing, warm day on the inside of the house. It flashes the caulking as soon as it hits the window frame.
Wow.
So we can't even tool it.
Mm-hmm. To me, as durable as it can be, that should eliminate a pure aluminum frame.
The aluminum product, for the most part, is being phased out. There is a thermally broken aluminum product, which separates the interior of the window frame and the exterior of the window frame by a piece of non-conductive material.
Okay, breaks that heat transfer a bit.
Absolutely.
Okay. So up from aluminum, up the window ladder of quality, where am I going to step up next? What's the next step up?
Your next step up is going to be your vinyl product.
Okay.
Your vinyl product is going to be by far more energy efficient. You really get the most bang for your buck with that product. However, that is your softest product. And if you're looking for a two-tone color or a black on the inside, a black on the inside is not an available option on the vinyl product. You can have a two-tone, however, it's going to be painted on the exterior.
Okay. And I've talked trash about vinyl windows for 20 years, but they have made some significant improvements as opposed to those first generations of vinyls that came out.
They definitely have made some improvements, that's for sure. If you're looking for the most bang for your buck, like I said, your vinyl product is going to be the product for you, as long as you don't have oversized windows, you're not looking for black on the inside. Now, I know what question you're going to ask next. What's the next step up?
Yes.
You look surprised.
You're exactly right.
So next step up from that is going to be a large step. It's not a small step. It's going to be either your Fibrex or fiberglass material.
Yeah.
Now, on that, that is going to be your strongest material, your pretty much zero maintenance material.
Yes.
The only thing that you have to maintain on that is just clean the dog hair and the hair out of your tracks for the most part. That will come in many different colors. It's going to be strong. You're going to be able to get oversized materials on that. And it's going to be energy efficient, and ease of operation is going to be good with that product.
I believe it is the best window product, dollar for dollar, for the Southwest of any other product on the market.
I think so as well. Yeah, the fiberglass or Fibrex material, as far as the product itself, yeah, it's definitely a lot better than any other option.
I mean, it's just there forever. It's thermally stable. It's not growing and shrinking, and the temperature changes throughout the seasons. It seals up tight, keeps the dust out. You can put virtually whatever glazing package you want in it. You can get it in just about every operation. You can get it casement, single hung, double hung. I think it's a great product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a very stout product. It's not going to move in the Arizona heat,
yeah,
our little colds that we have, but it does amazingly well from what I've seen in the past.
All right, Sal, if we're stepping up from the fiberglass, what's our next rung of the ladder?
Again, it's no small step, so our next step is going to be an aluminum clad.
Okay.
So that's going to be what you talk about all the time, the wood interior, aluminum clad exterior. Now, there are a couple different cladding products. My favorite is definitely the aluminum. You would have like a vinyl option, but that
yes,
is your softest material. I don't see that lasting very well out there.
Okay.
So your aluminum clad product, you have all of the options, all the bells and whistles, many different color interiors, stains, paints, many different baked on product color exteriors.
I mean, you could get so persnickety, you could pick wood species.
Wood species, absolutely.
I mean, you could get a very, very handsome package and then custom color the exterior cladding. And
you can even pick if you want knots in your wood species or not. There's a lot to pick from. Now, something to think about is that product may not be for everybody. First, the budget, because that's definitely your most expensive window configuration as far as material. But the overall window thickness of that frame, typically it's going to come in at 4.5 inches at the minimum. With that, you usually don't end up with a window sill. It's usually trimmed off on the interior. So your entire jamb of your window, of your window sill, is now a window. Doesn't work with shutters, doesn't work with blinds.
Yeah.
So again, to each their own for what product is going to work best for their house, their needs, and their need with their house.
All right, let's talk about, we've talked about the glass, we've talked about the frames. Let's talk about the quiet capabilities of new windows. How far have y'all gotten in really creating a quiet window?
Well, there's definitely a lot out there. So STC is the rating for your glass. They say that plus or minus 10 points is twice or half as loud. Now, your standard double pane vinyl window, let's say, I believe comes in somewhere around a 29.
Okay.
Your single pane aluminum window, I think, comes in somewhere around a 15.
Okay.
So that tells me right off the bat, by upgrading to a new window from single pane, you are twice as quiet.
Okay.
From there, your most bang for your buck, as far as dedicating a little bit more money towards sound deadening your glass, would be what is called offset glass. Some people call it an STC package. Each manufacturing company calls it something different.
Okay.
And what that does is it makes the exterior or interior piece of glass thicker or thinner than the other one. And that will block out almost twice as many wavelengths. It does put you somewhere around a 0.32, so a 32 on the STC.
Okay.
The next step up from that is a very expensive jump. It's laminating your glass, and that'll only put you at a 33.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's definitely the most bang for your buck right there at that 32 STC. That can go pretty high. There are some true sound deadening windows out there that'll get up to about a 47. That's for residential.
Wow.
Above that is commercial, and that'll definitely even get higher than that. But you don't have the thickness of the window on a sound deadening window will be somewhere around 6 or 7 inches, maybe 5 depending on which window you select, and that will take up, again, your entire window cavity.
Sure.
Yeah.
But a definite option for those high traffic arteries that may be running right by on the other side of your backyard wall.
Absolutely. If you live on a busy street or you have a band in the garage next door, they will block them out. It's amazing to see the 18-wheeler driving down you or pass you down the street, and you close that window and you cannot hear it.
So there is great sound deadening capabilities of several window manufacturers.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about the energy efficiency, the sound deadening, the beauty of the different products, and then you've got the cleanliness.
Yeah, most people are actually pretty surprised to hear that the new windows won't allow dust to come in like the old windows do. That was when I first got into the industry. That was the biggest surprise that I actually had. We were getting customers calling us left and right. Sal, I haven't dusted my house in 3-4 weeks. I used to dust every day.
Yeah.
And those calls, believe it or not, never stopped coming in. We still get those calls. I would say once every week and a half, 2 weeks, we get a call like that about the dust.
A happy customer that's had the window package replaced, and they're now realizing how much dust was coming in the house from their old window package.
Yeah, you know how you see dust on your windowsills all the time?
Sure.
That's always there. That's you're not going to see that anymore.
And what is the rating for a window's ability to seal?
As far as the air, there is a DP rating. I do not know much about that because typically once you get over the third floor of a commercial property, then your rating takes into place. So I'm gonna be lacking knowledge on the DP rating.
What is fenestration?
That's pretty much the same thing. The air. Yeah.
It's
I know nothing.
The window's ability to resist air and dust transferring through it.
How much it transfers through it. Yeah. I can tell you that the aluminum is gonna be the worst for letting air pass through it.
Oh yeah.
But those numbers aren't produced on your standard energy efficiency or standard sticker that's on the window. So we actually really have to dig into the manufacturing to learn that on each window.
To get all that technical data.
Yeah. Which now, it's so minimal from window to window. It's something that I've never been asked to look into. Actually.
Okay. Do you know what defenestration is?
No.
Here's a history lesson.
All right.
17th century. A revolt in the Czech Republic. The revolutionaries storm City Hall, and they throw the City Hall cabinet members out the window. Look it up. It's called the defenestration of the Czech Republic. And it happened in Prague. Yeah. And it actually happened. No, that's the truth. It happened three separate times. It was actually the start of the 30-year wars in the mid-1600s.
Rosie, I thought you were going to teach me something that I could use.
Well, defenestration is a word you can use all the time. We should defenestrate America, I think.
Now that's for a different conversation,
That's a different conversation. All right. Let's see, what haven't we covered here in the way of windows right now? Let's talk a little bit about Dunright.
All right. Geez. Well, I built this company from the ground up with my own way of living, and that's truthful and honest. I treat every customer, and not just me, but all of our employees treat every customer as if they were family. We really do. I'm not going to walk into a house and sell you something that I wouldn't sell my or give to my mom or put in my parents' house, something like that. We are truly a big family, and we treat all of our customers like family.
That's awesome. And you were raised in the construction trades right here in the Phoenix area.
Yeah, built many custom homes. I was a mason for many years. I am a jack of all trades, but I'll tell you, the window and door industry is a lot easier to be in. And
all right, here with Sal Sicato of Dunright Windows, talking about all the things having to do with the windows of your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've talked the glazing. We've talked the frame packages. We've talked the ability to reduce sound transmission. We've talked about the ability to reduce dirt transmission. And we'll wrap it all up in the following last segment right here at Rosie on the House.